Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision made by healthcare organizations. Our mission is to help these organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air each week to engage in conversations about the patient experience with a focus on the developments in areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Fran Horner, co-founder of Cingala Consulting and the host of Experience Health Radio. As always, we're excited to share with our audience our experiences and the experiences of our guests live every week at 11 a.m. Central Time and on demand through our website and downloaded through iTunes. You know, I'm always looking for a topic of great interest, and I think this one is one especially near and dear to my heart since I'm a finance major. You know, I think at times it's really tough to figure out ROI and how to make decisions moving forward. But I think the biggest challenge is finding the right call center technology. And, you know, we all think of the call center as that front line for the customer experience. And as new forms of communications really alter the landscape and those new technologies really influence how customer service is delivered, organizations, not necessarily even in healthcare, companies large and small, government, higher education, and certainly healthcare, have an opportunity to innovate, to meet the changing demands and expectations of their customers. And all contact centers and customer service organizations should be developing a technology investment plan that will rapidly give them that strategic advantage. The technology and the applications that each organization acquires, you know, they're going to vary greatly. But for the first time, flexible acquisition models, things like licensing, hosting, and managed services, this is going to allow all organizations from a little five-person marketing department to a centralized contact center with hundreds of seats to acquire the technology that they really need. And this is true whether or not the tools are core systems like an ACD or if an IBR, or some even cutting-edge applications like speech analytics. So I invited our guest speaker today to help kind of sort through the options and guide us along the path to a solid call center technology recommendation. So let me introduce Donald Reichert, who was named Vice President, Associate Chief Information Officer in March of this year. In this role, Don is responsible for overseeing Metro Health's local, regional, and national leadership in healthcare information technology. And before his most current appointment, Don spent 3 years as the Senior Director of Applications. He has more than 30 years of experience in the healthcare industry with an extensive background in and understanding of information technology operations and trends. Prior to joining MetroHealth, Don was the Vice President and Chief Systems Officer at North Shore Health System in Chicago. He also held management IT positions at Spartanburg Regional Medical Center in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Group Health Associates in Cincinnati. Don earned both his bachelor's and master's degree from the University of Cincinnati and also holds a Master of Health Services Administration degree from Xavier University. He's a member of the American College of Healthcare Executives, the Healthcare Information Management Systems Society, and the College of Healthcare Information Executives. So you can see he's more than qualified to be a guest speaker today on this topic. I've had the privilege of working with Don in the past, and I want to, you know, just extend a big welcome to him as he joins the show. Thanks, Don, for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Glad to be with you today. Talk about this exciting topic of call center technology.
Thanks. Well, you know, I want to jump right into some questions so that we have time to really explore this topic in depth. You know, I pulled a back copy of CIO Magazine, and it was all the way back from 2005, and it said that CIOs play a key role in fine-tuning call center services, and I think that's true even more today than it ever was. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you?
Sure. I think one of the principal focuses of a call center is to not only leverage the technology, but also to deliver the personal aspect and the engagement of the individual that's calling you. I think one of the things that we fail to realize is let's just throw technology at it and it will fix our problem. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. So I know at Metro, one of the things that we are focusing on is patient engagement, not just in the call center, but in the whole environment that we live in. How do we get people more engaged in their healthcare, not only from the use of an electronic medical record, but when they enter our buildings to when they contact us via the telephone or other type of electronic means?
You know, you're speaking to the choir here because obviously my partner and I formed Cingola around this simple concept of a single voice, a single brand, and that single patient experience regardless of where they enter your door. And I think, you know, that is important as you look at it from a strategic advantage. And, you know, we've always been challenged a little bit with technology. I mean, obviously, call center technology in particular has really advanced. And there's a lot of talk right now about hosted call center software and about cloud-based unified communications. What's your take on all of this?
Well, you know, certainly there's a lot of, as we call in IT world, a lot of toys that we can play with. I think one of the things that we have found in our organization is that we have two types of customers. We have the customer that deals with the external, the patient, but we also have the customer internally that as a service entity within the organization we serve. So the technology has to be able to bridge both parties in order for us to be effective. So it's kind of the yin and the yang as we move forward and trying to find the right solution that addresses the whole. I think too many times as we look at these different technologies, one of the things that we do is we isolate things. And we were going down that road here at Metro Health, where we had one department going down the road at looking at call center technology. We had another department looking at it, and it was really pulling everyone back saying, guys, we really have the same needs. It's just in different forms. So taking the different technologies that we have, how can we be one and then service the better good of the organization? You know, when we did that exercise, what we came to realize is there were probably seven what I would consider technology environments within our system that dealt with customers, internal or external, which I think everyone was shocked when we put that list together. So I think everyone now recognizes that when we pick a solution, it needs to be from an enterprise perspective, not necessarily a individual department perspective.
Yeah, so true. I mean, we obviously come across this siloed approach to the delivery of service, you know, in many of the healthcare organizations that we've come to, but it is that coming of understanding. And, you know, for us, we call that that readiness, that organizational readiness to be able to take that step back and say, who's all using this technology? How can it benefit them? And how can we address it across the system rather than allowing the silos to continue? You know, I think that's why we always have this question about really what's involved in integrating and adapting and using the technology, both to attract and retain customers, whether those be internal or external. What's your perception of that?
So I look at it as being, there's four synergies that I think one should look at when you look at this challenge. And that is, number one, have dedicated service teams focusing on answering the phones. Number two, streamlining workflows and processes efficiently. Number three, have core teams and cross-team coverage to optimize service delivery within the organization. And then finally, be a data-driven organization where you are using the data from these systems to drive your decision-making for constant improvement. Because it's not just setting it up and letting it go, but it's constantly tweaking it as you find out what's happening with the organization, what individuals are doing. It's an evolving process.
It really is. I think the thing that really caught my ear in your comment was around being data-driven. It's incredible the amount of data and information that comes out of call center applications. I mean, anybody knows it's like, you know, the good news is there's lots of data, the bad news, there's lots of data. The challenge, I always think, is how to take that data and create actionable actions from it to look at data and say, what do I do with that data? And that's always been a challenge. So from your perspective around data, how do you move from just gathering information to being able to find actionable data?
Sure. So I think, first of all, once you have data, it's trying to establish a benchmark for the organization, for the staff, both management as well as the individuals that are answering the phones. It's also being transparent and open. As a patient walking through the organization, they talk to many different people, and their perception of how things are can be shared differently from people to people. So they may say something to a nurse during a visit. They may say something to a doctor during the visit. So it's important to have that transparency so that as we're improving and we're sharing that data, our people on the front lines are also hearing that, I understand, you know, Mrs. Smith, your concern, and I will share that with my administrative team, but I want to let you know that we are measuring and we value your input to make these changes. So that, I think that's one thing that we use. I think another piece is, through this process, is we can use the data for service center orientation, improving system and operational workflows, education, improving the educational process of our staff. Those, I think, ultimately the bottom line is to have an effective call management practice within the organization.
Absolutely nailed it. You know, you had mentioned before, you know, technology can have bells and whistles, and I'm a self-professed gadget girl. I love the bells and whistles. So when you're presented with a technology, either an enhancement, an optimization, any of those types of programs, how do you help separate the must-haves from the, hey, this would be really nice to have? What's your methodology in deciding what really works for the organization?
So one of the things that we're instituting here at Metro is a governance process. And it's a challenging process because there are so many different departments that comprise a health system, and everyone has their thoughts and their needs. And certainly the call center and the use of that technology is no different. And it's sitting down with those groups that are engaged in that process. And, for example, if you have an upgrade, looking at what the new features and functions are, what's the priority, what's going to bring you the most value, what's going to bring the customer the most satisfaction, and being able to have a set of pillars that you follow that improve the whole process holistically. Everything's on the table, but there has to be a priority. Part of that also is if you introduce too much technology, it may become a hindrance. So it's that finding that balance of what you're going to tweak, new functionality that you're going to put in, or additional applications that you're going to add on that don't overwhelm the process or overwhelm your staff to the point where you get into a gridlock.
Yeah, you know, I also, this is where I do put my finance hat on, and while I use a multiple ROI tools, multiple ROI tools, I think sometimes it's hard to put numbers on ROI when there are some other deciding factors, you know, those tangibles associated with implementing tools that ensure success, that improve customer satisfaction, or maybe even improve, you know, agent engagement, you know, happy agent, happy customer kind of parallel there, and being able to increase productivity. So, you know, one of the things I'm always challenged with is to work with the financial teams whenever we're looking at technology to be able to drive to some of the hard ROI numbers, but also be able to derive some of those soft numbers as well. Do those make a decision, you know, in, you know, whether or not this project, you know, gets the green light or, you know, it's a thumbs down across the board?
Exactly. You know, I think the other thing that one goes through when you analyze the process is sometimes you just look at it and you say, you know what, this is the right thing to do. It may not necessarily, to your point, have an ROI of hard cash or soft cash, but it's the right thing to do. And I think sometimes we get so focused in the data, saying, well, the data should work this way, and it doesn't. So then we're spending more time spinning the wheels versus saying, you know what, let's keep it simple, and this is the right thing to do, and move forward.
Yeah. You know, obviously I'm seeing both two different phrases being thrown around in the call center world. One is multi-channel contact center, one is omni-channel. And I don't think it's just the flavor of the day. I think there really is a drive towards social media, albeit, you know, still struggling to figure out how to engage channels in which patients want to communicate with us. And I saw a really interesting survey from Frost and Sullivan, who reported that, you know, interaction channels are really changing across the board. But in healthcare in particular, voice is still, you know, the leader at about 23%. I was surprised to see email at 19%, web self-service at 12%, chat at 10%, but social media actually is at 12%. And I did a little more, you know, digging to see whether or not the customer satisfaction rates were higher or lower based on the channel of choice. And what I saw is that the highest customer satisfaction rates were actually for web self-service. And I'm wondering, do you see a clear migration of customer interactions to self-service channels? And are you directing those?
Well, in a lot of ways, we are directing those. Our situation at Metro, we are a safety net hospital, so we take in everyone and anyone that needs healthcare services. Our Medicare and our Medicaid population is very high compared to other hospitals in the country, so. Sometimes, it's kind of amazing, sometimes the folks don't have the necessary means for the use of technology. In other cases, we're trying to work with our vendors and different community groups to see if we can provide the technology for them to use just for the purposes of healthcare. You know, how can they be connected to the health system? Whether it be texting, whether it be paging, whether it be through, in this case, we use Epic as a MyChart account. You know, we certainly struggle with that and getting people to sign up for those things or even give us the information that they want. Remember, some of these folks that are economically struggling, they're a population that potentially can move a lot. So trying to keep up with that technology, trying to keep up just the information of where they're located to reach them becomes a big challenge for us.
Yeah, and certainly we've seen an increase in, you know, the use of smartphones. And while patients may move, especially, you know, in that economic social background, they typically retain their cell phone number. So we've definitely, it's a channel that we need to exploit and really provide more opportunity for delivery of communication through, because you know, it is one of the ways, even older patients we see, you know, having those types of phones. I think, you know, like all of this, it's really about focusing on the channel of communication that the patient is most comfortable dealing with and trying to, you know, meet that challenge. It's a big job, Don. So, you know, share with us some insights and maybe some lessons learned to help us navigate these choppy waters.
Sure. I think one of the things I know that we've done here is a lot of folks we've talked to like texting. So we provide information in text format to them, maybe an appointment reminder or some other form. Certainly we continue to drive the MyChart piece. And that has a couple of benefits. Number one, it's a dialogue that one can establish with their physician or their nurse to get information relatively quickly. It helps out on the operational side because we're not returning as many phone calls. They can hop on and email and chat back and forth about something. I also think that one of the things, of course, that we did here internally was we installed a guest network in the hospital because people were complaining that they couldn't communicate within the hospital. Now, granted, that's probably more communicating with folks outside the facility, their friends, et cetera, while they're waiting for a visit or something like that. But we are looking at other ways to communicate. Certainly when someone is in the hospital, the ability to look through my chart to see where their results are as an inpatient and have it populated. So they could potentially, if it's a positive result, they actually may get the results before the doctor even comes in and says, hey, everything's okay. He may be able to just send them a little note and then pop in later and say, hey, did you get my note? We continue to explore other opportunities. One of the things that we've done here is we created two positions within the IT department for architects, one on the infrastructure side and one on the application side. Their roles are to look at our technology as a breath here and say, okay, where are those duplications? Let's eliminate it. Where are there older technologies that we have to look and improve the technology going forward? And what technologies are out there in other industries that we may be able to adopt in healthcare? So we really try to be very forward thinking and we have a blank easel, and those two folks bring those ideas back to the group, and the goal is for us then to kind of massage that and see what we end up with.
Yeah, you know, it's really about creating that organizational alignment where you're looking at high-performing organizations, your processes, the actionable information, the enabling technologies. I mean, all of these ultimately, I guess, the modernization of the contact center really can enhance that patient experience by improving the way in which we communicate. There's some basic things, you know, obviously to improve the technology we have today that can use skills-based or context-aware routing and, you know, the use of self-help, speech automation, all of those enabling technologies, I think, still fall in the nice-to-have bucket, but we're getting closer to realizing those overall benefits of being more modern to lead the organization to be able to forecast, staff, schedule, get all those resources together to reduce the cost per call and per transaction, because in the end, you know, we also have to be fiscally responsible, but making sure that the back office talks to the front office, and regardless of where that patient decides to enter our doors, that they feel welcome. I think you probably would agree with that.
I would agree with that, absolutely.
Well, Don, we are approaching the end of our show today, and I wondered if you had any last comments that you would like to share with our audience.
Well, I think, you know, once again, I think in the end, one has to, I think what we found out here at Metro Health is that one has to look at the whole, kind of step back, peel back the onion slowly, and recognize that it's not just one area. You know, in our facility, just in the call center itself, so this doesn't include the other six areas, we handle 5 million calls a year. That's a lot of calls. And to make sure that the people that are answering the phones are answering in a timely fashion, that have the tools to be able to process calls accordingly, that are friendly, and then having the tools behind the scenes to manage the process is extremely important. And, you know, as we use technology, thinking outside the box and looking at other industries, healthcare always seems to be behind the eight ball. But looking at other industries, you know, banking, insurance, and there's a list of other services-type organizations that have had this technology or used these types of technologies for years, we can certainly learn from them and take what they've learned that is good and incorporate it, and take what has not been so good and chalk it up to a lesson learned and not perform the same mistake again. So all in all, I think if any organization does their due diligence and sets a baseline of what needs to happen versus what you would like to happen, and then understand what the impact's going to be to the organization, if you go at it in those perspectives, I think at the end of the day, you'll make the right choices, you'll have the right system, and you'll have a working process that will allow you to be successful in the end.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely an evolution of priorities, I think, from the technology perspective, from spending to really investing. And it's necessary so the call center really can cement its reputation as an enabler of value rather than, you know, the imposer of costs. It's no longer a cost center. It really can be a revenue generation center. And I think by clearly defining those objectives and setting the strategic pathways, it really is going to benefit not only the organization, but also the patient, which is, you know, really what's important here. Well, Don, I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Fran. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, as always. And this will conclude our show for today. Please join us next week when our topic will be on patient-centered medical home and the value that the contact center brings to that. I thank you again for joining us today. And as always, put the patient at the center of everything and every decision you make.
Thank you for joining us today, and please visit us at SingulaConsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. Remember to always put the patient at the center of every decision you make.